Morning Watch, Being a Vessel Unto Honor, a Fully Equipped Man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 3, Being Empowered in the Grace which is in Christ Jesus to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Lord's Day, related verses. Exodus 28, verses 36 through 38. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, Holy to Jehovah. And you shall put it on a cord of blue strands, and it shall be on the turban. It shall be at the front of the turban. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel sanctify for all their holy gifts, and it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before Jehovah. Exodus 29, verse 6. And you shall place the turban on his head, and put the holy crown on the turban. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures trial, because when he has become approved by testing, he will receive the crown of life, which he promised to those who love him. 1 Peter 1, verses 15 through 16. But according to the Holy One who called you, you yourselves also be holy in all your manner of life. Because it is written, you shall be holy because I am holy. Acts 26, verses 16, 18, and 20. But rise up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a minister and a witness, both of the things in which you have seen me and of the things in which I will appear to you. Verse 18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Verse 20, but declared both to those in Damascus first and in Jerusalem, and throughout all the country of Judea, and to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, doing works worthy of repentance.